Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
This is one of those cases where you don't want to really be right, but you're kind of like mildly satisfied that you're right. Because a couple of days ago, we were talking about, you know, all these celebrities that have passed. We had Malcolm Jamal Warner who passed, and we also had Ozzy Osbourne who passed. And my mom was like, beware, these things come in threes. And I was like, that's some woo-woo BS. And then all of a sudden yesterday, we get the news that Hulk Hogan passed away. So this is obviously just days after we've already passed some legendary icons. So he passed away yesterday at the age of 71. Medical personnel were sent to his home in Clearwater, Florida, allegedly to treat cardiac arrest. He ended up at a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. Hulk Hogan was, of course, the biggest star in the history of professional wrestling, and was a pretty big deal in making it the multi-billion dollar industry it is today.
Yeah, I think if you don't know anything at all about wrestling, and that's not really my sport, although I am watching more clips lately. These guys are so big and so athletic. I think if you know nothing about wrestling, there are a couple of names in wrestling you know, and Hulk Hogan and The Rock. And outside of that, I'm not really sure you know anybody. That's kind of the impact that he has had on entertainment and wrestling. I mean, the dude really made it mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was a witness to this over the weekend, because while I was in Tampa, my mom and I were like searching for a bar to hang out at. And we go to this one that's pretty popular, we go to frequently, but it was like packed way more than usual. And we're like, what is happening? Like, is it Mardi Gras? Like, is there something like happening that we weren't aware of? And it was a big fight that was on the TV. Like, everyone was gathering around to see this fight. So I'm like, it must be like these really impressive dudes. Like, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. It's these two dudes who literally look like they're two cats just swatting at each other, just like trying to avoid like getting hit or whatever. So Hulk Hogan clearly was a legendary icon in his own, because he made it entertaining, whereas I'm like, I don't want to watch this.
I think it was it Rocky where we were mostly introduced to him?
That's when his fame took a whole nother level. I think it was Rocky 2, if I'm not mistaken. It might have been 3.
When three.
He,
three. Three.
When he
three,
fought
yeah.
Mr. T.
Yeah.
And that's when Hulkmania started?
Yeah, because most people didn't. I mean, everybody that was into wrestling knew who he was, but then in that movie, he created a character, and I think that's when the rest of the world was introduced to him, and he just became this bigger-than-life personality.
Do you remember his name in the movie?
Starlight something?
Thunderlips.
Thunderlips.
That's right. What were you going to say, Ma? I was a huge wrestling fan growing up, and Hulk Hogan is by far the most famous wrestler of all time. He's up there with, like you said, The Rock, the Ric Flairs of the world. Mm. I would be remiss if I didn't say he put a damper on my childhood with a lot of those comments he made that weren't so great. Mm-hmm. I wish that never happened, but it's a part of his legacy. But I do believe when people transition, you should let them do it peacefully. So I'll try to remember more so what he meant to my childhood than anything else.
Yeah, he's had a really interesting relationship with fans, and recently it hasn't been great. He's been booed in the middle of the ring. So, you know, I heard a quote the other day when it comes to these guys retiring or at the end of their careers or passing away, that the end is never the way you think it's going to be. Not the actual death, but like the end of the career. And for him, it just wasn't great. So, and Mo is talking to about a nasty reference he made about his daughter dating a man of color. Yeah. And that was sort of the beginning of the end of his popularity.
Yeah, well, I also, what I thought was so interesting, especially with the timing of his death, is that I feel like he and Ozzy Osbourne were kind of the original reality stars. Like, of course, there was Ozzy Osbourne's reality show, but then Hulk Hogan also had a reality show that came on VH1 around a similar time called Hogan Knows Best. So it's sort of like this week we've lost two. I mean, obviously these two are way more than just reality stars, but we've lost two people that were instrumental in getting that industry started. Of course, there were plenty of scandals too, but I think it's great that we're remembering the good, even though it's also important to remember, you know, some of the bad things that they did as well. He's currently survived by his third wife, a woman named Sky Daly, and his kids, Nick and Brooke, from his first wife, Linda. So rest in peace, Hulk Hogan.
It's the Burt Show.
Why are children so creepy? And the worst part is when your kid comes to you scared, you know, as the adult, have to be like, everything's fine. When inside, I'm like, I'm scared. One of my biggest worries about having kids is when they were going to ask me to check the closet or under the bed for a monster. Like, baby girl, I sleep with the light on in my bedroom. Okay, I am not doing that. We're getting out together. So imagine the other night, we're staying in a friend's house for a couple weeks. And I'm laying down and my daughter Hazel, who is 5, comes into the bedroom as they do every night because they don't sleep in their own beds. And, you know, she's like, oh, I'm scared. I'm like, all right, come cuddle for a little bit. Then we'll put you back to bed. And we're laying there. I'm like, see, everything's fine. It's just a new house. You're good. And she's like, what's that music? And I was like,
What do you think?
And so I'm like, is my phone playing? Am I just like old and deaf now? So I'm like looking, I'm like, no, honey, there's no music playing. And she's like, but I can hear it. And let me tell you something. This freaked me out because there have been times back in my house when, you know, I lived there that I used to hear music playing quietly and I couldn't figure out what it was. Sometimes it was like old timey 40s music. And it was the kind where I'm laying in bed. And you know, when you like kind of hear something and you have to strain so hard to hear. And then you're like, I'm making this up. Then you're like, no, there's something playing, but nobody could ever hear it. So at the end of the day, I have huge glass windows. I'm like, it must be something outside and the glass is conducting it. And then it sounds like voices. Another time, like it sounded like clowns. It was weird. So her saying this is like, triggering is the wrong word, but you know, like setting this off in me, like, oh my God, are we psychic? Are we like what is it? The
clairvoyant?
Yeah, but there's clairaudient or something. The sound one, right? Mm-hmm. And but I'm straining, I hear nothing in this house. So I'm like, honey, there's nothing. And she's laying there and she goes, no, Mom, I still hear it. I hear the music. And I'm like, I just want to sleep. Mm-hmm. There's no music. But I go check the entire house. I'm walking around the entire house. Just did a TV turn on. I don't know.
Did you ask her what kind of music it was? Like, is she like jamming out to Waka Flocka or was it like...
Was it reggae?
Yeah. It does depend. If it's reggae, I'm like, no, it's fine, baby. It's the ghost of Bob Marley. But so I'm checking the house and I come back. I'm like, there's nothing there. And she's like laying there. She's like, okay. Mom, I hear the music again. Damn. And I'm like, you have got to stop. And she's just staring at the ceiling. Also creepy when children and cats just stare at corners. Stop it.
Dogs too, man. They'll do that.
Yeah, but you got to keep it cool because if you freak out, they freak out even more. And then everyone's freaking out and everyone's awake and everyone's unhappy. So I'm like, baby, there's no music. How about this? You know, it's probably coming from a truck outside. I just can't hear it. Let's put you back in bed. And she goes to her bedroom and the music stops. And that's it. She didn't hear the music anymore. And now I'm lying awake all night being like, where's this music coming from? Is a serial killer going to pop out from under the bed and murder me?
Did you the very next day hit up the person whose house you're staying at and ask, is there any reason why we would be hearing faint music?
I should have, no, but all I know is that...
No, you should not.
Do you tell the homeowner that?
I don't want to know if that's me.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say anything or ask any questions. Mm-mm.
That for me, no, I don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss in this case.
And also, full disclosure, I did tell a story on the air the other day about a 25-year-old who was staying at a friend's house and, you know, the place got cased and she's like, me friends are out of town. That was me. So I told her about that one and I didn't want to follow up the next day and be like, by the way, I think you have a ghost casing the place now.
Yeah, there is something creepier when it's kids that see things than it is adults.
Uh-huh.
It's just like more credibility because I do think there's an innocence there that they really do see things.
Because it makes you wonder, like, why would they lie?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, but kids have very strong imaginations too. Like, it's not that they're lying, but they just, because they have like these strong, playful imaginations, I could see them coming up with something like that, not to pull one over on you, but just because their little brains are so much more creative than ours.
Right.
Creative or creepy. Well, yeah.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, we had two callers drop out, so I only have two right now for Louis Burt's money, but we can go ahead and do it with them. All right, here's how Louis Burt's money works. I've got a superficial trivia question that we were supposed to use during our live show last night, but we just ran out of time. But dang it, I did the research. And I have to clear my history because of it. So yeah. I'm going to use it today. Okay?
Some creepy research you did at that.
All right, our two contestants. Good morning, John. You are on The Burt Show. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing well. On the way to Las Vegas.
Ooh, oh, so dude, fun.
Really well.
All right, let's get you some extra money to use, man. Is this your first time in Vegas in a while?
No, we went last summer.
Weren't we just talking about
Taking
Vegas?
My wife to the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere.
Oh, dude.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I don't care who's playing in that Sphere. I want to go see that Sphere.
Same.
I don't care.
For sure.
Put that Blue Man Group in there. I'll watch Cats in there.
All right, John. We got to draw the line somewhere.
Hold on 1 second here, John. Hey, Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling us from?
How are you? I'm calling from Fort Wayne, not on my way to Las Vegas.
Okay, don't you wish you were, though. All right, so here is your trivia question, you guys, and I'm doing it early before kids are up, right? There is one celebrity that is rumored, a male celebrity, rumored in Hollywood to be the least endowed, is the most PC way I can put it. The least endowed. All right, who is that celebrity? Okay. I will only give you this hint. Women listening are going to be disappointed. And you're not going to want to believe it. You're going to go, no. You got that wrong. All right, John. So who in Hollywood, what male celebrity, obviously, has been rumored to be the least endowed?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh,
there is
answer.
No way.
Good guess.
there is no way that could be true.
Because of the supermodels he pulls?
Yeah, man. One after the other, after the other, after the other. There's no way they're going back for that. Mm. Right?
Oh, no, you can look past a lot when you want a yacht.
Yeah, I was about to say.
The money.
Big pockets make up for it.
Maybe that's why you do have the yacht. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. All right, Beth, same question. This celebrity is rumored to have to be the least endowed, I should say.
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, that would be a bummer.
Uh-huh.
No, that is not correct. We are now down to $80?
Correct.
$80, John.
All right. We're going. Keep going.
Don't be searching.
There's quite a few celebrities, John.
Nah, I'm driving.
Yeah, you don't want to search this one.
I'm telling you, man. I had to clear my history yesterday.
In Hollywood to be the least endowed.
Yep.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. That would be tremendously disappointing.
He took a beat on which Ryan he wanted to be. Which Ryan?
It is not Ryan Gosling, but good answer, because that would be disappointing for a lot of people, I think. All right, Beth, take a shot at this. Least endowed in Hollywood.
I'll go with the other one, Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. Ryan. Just take out all the Ryans.
Get the Ryans out of here.
Ryan Reynolds. Not correct.
We can go through all the Chris's next.
Yeah.
Maybe. John, go ahead. What are we at, Kristen?
We are at $60.
$60.
Let's try Jude Law.
Jude Law is not the least endowed.
Beth. Beth, for $50.
Okay, I'm going to go with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yeah, kind of a little dude. That's what you're thinking. It is not Tom Cruise. And if it was, Scientology would never allow us to get that word out. John.
Oh, man.
I guarantee you, John did not think this morning on his way to Vegas Stallone. He would be guessing the size of men's genitalia.
I think he probably woke up and thought it was a possibility.
I don't think he did.
One of those odds in Vegas.
I think I heard. Who did you say, Stallone?
I said Stallone. Yeah, I've seen him in those tighty whities.
Okay.
All right.
He was looking, apparently.
Yeah, right. I mean, remember that.
It is not Sly Stallone. What are we at, Kristen?
We are at $30 for Beth.
$30, Beth.
Tom Cruise. Okay. Or did I already say that? But no, Brad Pitt. I'm sorry, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt would be enormously disappointing, right? It is Brad Pitt. It is.
Oh, no.
$30 make you holler, but Brad Pitt won't.
It is.
$30 will.
Know your worth, queen.
All right, this is online. According to his ex-girlfriend, Juliet Lewis, sleeping with Brad in the 90s was no quote-unquote big deal, wink, wink, she told fans at a concert, with an extra emphasis on the big part. And Brad's best friend, George Clooney, once slapped a small penis on board sticker on the side of his car.
Oh, my God.
That's
hilarious.
All right, here's your honorable mention. Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I don't think anyone's surprised by that.
Nick Lachey.
Okay, yeah.
Is on that list. Enrique Iglesias is on that list.
No.
Yes, he even admitted it. He said, what does Spanish good looks have to do with the size of your penis? Maybe I have the Spanish looks, but I have the smallest penis in the world. Period. I'm serious.
I'd have went to the grave with that one.
Yeah. Talk your talking.
Also on the dishonorable list, Ashton Kutcher is on that list.
Huh, wow. That's a little surprising.
Daniel Craig, 007, on that list. And Tom Hardy, also on that list as well.
How these men make this list?
I was about to say, like, are they comparing
right?
it? Is there, like, a locker room at the Oscars?
All right, John, thank you for playing. Good luck in Vegas this weekend, man.
Hey, thanks a lot. That was fun.
And Beth, you got $30 for knowing who the least endowed celebrity in Hollywood is. Congratulations. Your highest moment. It's the Burt Show.
This is the Burt Show.
How you doing today, Burt Show? We are doing the best we can. We had the live show last night, which was just a blast. It really was. Thank you to everybody that showed up to City Winery. It was really touching. It was really touching to be on that stage last night. And I think you guys are really funny and really talented and all great storytellers. And I was just so proud of the staff and the way it all came together behind the scenes also. I was just really, really proud of everybody. And I was telling these guys earlier this morning, sometimes I think we come in here and, you know, our job is to make you guys laugh and have a good time. And we come in here, we're all... I get to hang out with my friends. We get to hang out with our friends and just cut it up all morning long. And we don't... I don't think we do... understand sometimes the impact of what we do for some people that are going through some really dark times. And we've always said we just want to sort of put you in a different mood before you get back to the real world, which is your real life. And the amount of hugs and love we got last night and people that were demanding they tell us their story, it was just really touching. People coming in from Tennessee, people coming in from Kansas City, Charleston, Huntsville, Alabama. I was kind of an emotional mess afterwards.
Yeah, I was floored. I mean, thank you to all the Burt Show listeners that came out last night, and not just Burt Show listeners, but literally like Burt Show fam. I mean, that's what it felt like. It just felt like a big old family reunion last night.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, everybody was talking before we even walked out on stage. Everybody on the crew was talking about the energy in the room, mm-hmm. and that people mm-hmm. were just like, they were vibing, they were feeling it. So we had a great show, not because of us, but because of you guys and the energy you brought.
Yeah, the energy plays a huge part in putting on a successful live show. I mean, it matters, and you guys brought it. It was amazing. And that's definitely my favorite part about doing live shows, is you get to just connect with people, and you get to feel those hugs and those embraces and hear those stories of how we really impact people's lives on a daily basis. And it's nothing like it. It's amazing. And I look forward to it every time.
No, for sure. It felt like they were a part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, we'd be in the middle of a bit and then somebody would yell something outlandish in the back. And it's like, oh my God, this is how it, I almost feel like this is how it always should be. Like, getting to hear like what you're saying and the fun commentary that you have. It really added to the fact that like, it added some fuel to that fire that we had on stage.
We're going
to
play some clips from last night's live once we get done editing. There was a lot of swearing last night. we can't play that on the show, but we'll get to those here in like half an hour.
It's like we were drinking or something.
Yeah, a little bit. I'll take the edge off. I will share this with you because yesterday I was a little bit nervous when I found out that my kids were going to the show. Amanda, my girlfriend, invited them, which I should have thought to do, but throughout my entire career, they just really haven't been interested in that part of my life. So I didn't really think that they'd want to come out. All right. Well, Amanda is teaching me a new way. So she invited them, and I'm so glad she did. I did say to her yesterday, like, maybe you want to run that one by me. Like, hey, what do you think like about the kids coming? But she did. And I'm glad she did, because they were there last night, both of them. Hayden confirmed 1 hour before the show that he would like to go. So I'm like, dude, I don't even know I got a ticket for you. It's 1 hour before the show. So I think it's important for your kids to see what you do for a living, right? And bringing them in the studio just has a very different feel, and seeing us all together on the stage last night. And as when I got home last night, I guess it was around almost 11 o'clock last night, Hollis had sent me a text. Both my boys had sent me a text, right? And Hollis goes, "Hey, Dad, tonight really showed why you're so dominant in your field. Just the natural comedy and the way you wrangle a cast together and build incredible chemistry is so cool to watch. I was cracking up and honestly just so happy to watch you up there enjoying yourself. I hope it felt rewarding. Love you so much, Dad."
Aww.
That was awesome.
I mean, that, it doesn't get better than that right there.
No, it doesn't. Then there was Hayden's, who was not nearly as impressed with me as he was another group last night. This is from Hayden. He also sent it around 11 o'clock last night. He says, "So glad I didn't miss that show. S was hilarious. Those youth group guys seem awesome. Would love to vibe with them sometime."
Cosign.
So a little different than Hollis did. But for everybody that showed up last night, thank you so much. Man, the love we felt last night, I was so incredibly proud last night.
Dude, major props to the youth group. That roast was, that was the most epic way to end the show.
Yeah.
And that's like a huge, like, slot in the show, like to know that you're going to be the closer, because you know the rule, you got to get in strong and you got to get out strong, and they ended the show super strong.
We will play some of that later on in the show. It was fantastic.
It was hilarious.
Two of them don't have jobs this morning.
Rightfully
but
so.
It was really, really good. All right, let's help a teacher out here clear their wish list.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burt Show fam help clear your wish list.
All right, we've got a teacher from the 7th grade science teacher, I should say, at Sandtown Middle School in Atlanta in South Fulton.
Hi, Burt Show fam. I'm Kalila Pagan, and I'm a 7th grade teacher at Sandtown Middle School in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm reaching out to ask for your support in helping me rebuild and restock essential supplies for my middle school science classroom. Last year, our school experienced a significant flood that damaged many of our classroom materials and resources. Majority of the 7th grade wing was affected. While maintenance did everything they could to get us back in our classrooms, it took us 4 long months before our classrooms were cleared for us to return. Several of my materials were damaged or molded due to the moisture. Many of the items that I had were personal items that I had paid for out of my own pocket over the years. Unfortunately, due to ongoing personal and school budget constraints and being at a Title I school, replacing these items has been a challenge. As a result, I've created an Amazon wishlist with much needed supplies, such as thermometers, blood pressure cuffs, and other lab essentials that will allow my students to engage in hands-on learning and meaningful scientific exploration. Every item on the list directly supports student learning and helps create a more engaging and effective classroom environment. Whether you're able to contribute just an item or simply just share the list with others who might be interested, your support would mean the world to me and my students. Thanks so much for considering my request, and have a great day, Burt family.
All right, teachers are kind of freaking out today because it's their first day back, right? The kids get a couple of more days or a couple more weeks, right?
I know for us, for Atlanta Public Schools, we go back on the 4th.
Okay, so what we're asking you guys to do is just go to her wish list, which is at theburtshow.com, and just buy an item or two. And then with any luck at all, we can give her as much help as possible. And then she comes back on and she's like, "Guys, you cleared my wish list." So all those items are up online right now at theburtshow.com.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Just when I thought this story was going to be dying, I can see the little kindles of flame starting to flicker that it's going to come back up and stretch out for another 15 minutes of infamy because the astronomer CEO is allegedly exploring his legal options when it comes to that viral video of him allegedly cheating with his head of HR at a Coldplay concert. Like, if you're him, let the story die. Like, by doing this, if this is true, you're just, like you said, you're fanning the flames and you're going to keep the story going. Because we are such a fickle audience. Like, there will be something. Now, granted, this was top tier. Like, this was good. And like I said, united a nation when we needed it most. I'm just picturing all the Halloween costumes of people walking around with their arms wrapped around their girlfriends, getting like a big like circle around them. Iconic costume this year. But I do feel like if you just lay low for long enough, there will be another scandal and something else that will take the headlines and you will literally be yesterday's news. But you're not going to be yesterday's news if you're going to sue Coldplay.
Yeah.
And this to me again, I mean, here we are. This drives me crazy. What a deflection of responsibility. Dude, if you're not there with your mistress, then this never happens. So you're going to sue the venue because you're a cheater?
This sounds like a bank robber suing a bank because he got mad that he got caught on CCTV trying to rob it. Right. Like, it doesn't make sense. You did the crime, now do the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another billionaire not taking accountability for their actions. It just, it doesn't surprise me.
Classic. Well, to me, it almost feels like, of course, you want to sue for, you know, whatever emotional distress he's going to cite or invasion of privacy, despite the fact that you're in a very public venue. He had to resign, and now the head of HR has resigned as well. Mm-hmm. So they're both out of jobs. And if you think about it, like, who's really going to hire you after this? Like, unless you start your own company together, which maybe these two lovebirds will, and they're going to flourish, and this is, like, the best thing that ever happened to them. But, like, no one's going to want to hire you after this.
I guarantee he will find another job as CEO very easily. She will not, because she's also head of HR. I mean, I do think there's a gender bias going on too, but as head of HR, and then you're there to, I mean, protect the company, but supposedly protect the employees, and then you're sleeping with them. I feel like that's kind of a hard thing to trust. But as a CEO, he'll get a pass. If the bottom line is good, then he's good.
Did you guys see online yesterday, maybe it was just my algorithm, that The Simpsons had this like predicted like a decade ago?
Classic boomer falling for the AI.
Is this
fake?
Is it BS?
Yeah, it's totally fake. Which, I mean, wouldn't that be incredible if they had really predicted this?
Well, that's a thing on The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a notorious thing that they do predict. Like, they've predicted numerous things over the year. But when I saw that and I saw how closely, like, it mimicked, and I'm like, yeah, no, somebody's making this.
And woman, I ain't no boomer.
Oh, sorry, Gen
Silent X, Generation.
The Silent Generation. Clearly not silent enough.
If that were true, you wouldn't have a job.
So yeah, there's no lawsuit that's been filed. It's just being considered, but obviously, like, attorneys, they think it's going to be incredibly unlikely that this is going to hold up in court. And also, like you all said, like, this is just going to draw things out and make it even more public. Mm-hmm. So if they're smart, they're just going to put their heads in the sand and move on.
And we've all said, like, when you buy a ticket somewhere and like the rules, regulations, or whatever, like that laundry list, when you sign off on it and you buy a ticket, basically they can do whatever they want. And there's you have no recourse.
Let me get back to something Cassie just said, because this is interesting, but I'm punch drunk today also because we were out late last night. So would this, if you were trying to get a job in tech and this dude started a new company, right? Would you say, you know what? I'm just not going to work for that guy. He messed around on his wife. Even though you're going to make a boatload of money, it was a job you were looking for. Would you say, no, I'm not going to work for that company?
Here's the thing. Like, I know astronomer CEO. I don't know the dude's name. So I very, very easily could go to a company and like apply for a job. And unless he's listed as a former astronomer CEO who cheated on his wife, I probably wouldn't even know who I was trying to apply for a job.
Even if they did, I think most people would apply anyway. But to Cassie's point, she was HR. That was her job, HR. So I don't know who's in a worse position, because I don't think a lot of people would not try to get a job at that company based on what that happened.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about, like, in my head, because morally I'd be like, no, but then I'm like, well, why should I be punished? Like, it's not hurting that dude for me to not take his money. I think for me, at the end of the day, if the company is run legally and by the books, then I think I would be okay with it. If it were murder, different story.
Right. I think so.
And draw the line at killing people.
Yeah, but you went to a Coldplay concert with your mistress. Oh, no.
You're on The Burt Show.
I watched this video twice trying to decipher if it was legit. And I'm just going to go with yes. The way this mother ruined the proposal, you guys, it is so cringe. So I'm going to set the scene. There is a family in a living room, and the woman is sitting on the couch. Her boyfriend is in front of her, and he gets down and he proposes on bended knee in front of a handful of her family. So her dad is there, her mom is there, right? And without hesitation, the mom rips the ring box from his hand.
Uh-uh.
Yes. And again, I know we don't know what's real and what's not real on the internet anymore, but we're just going to go with this happened, okay? And the daughter is sitting there just absolutely shocked that her own mother is ruining her proposal. This is from @AmericanMikey_.
ask if you would like to.
Are you happy? I'm sending you to Kevin. You are having a giraffe, aren't you?
Mom, you're ruining our morning.
Baby, I'm not ruining your moment. I can assure you, I'm saving you for the rest of your life. You can't support his bloody self. Never mind support you.
I don't think you're in any position to tell me who I should be with, do you?
You need some money to survive. This one is never going to achieve.
We have everything that we need.
You're a non-achiever, mate.
I'm not asking you to marry me.
No, sir. Okay.
Give me the ring back.
So you want the Sikoni?
Yes, I do.
That's going to make you happy, is it?
He makes me happy. It doesn't matter about you.
No idea. At the end of the day, you've got to be able to support this woman. You are not going to last a week if you can't support her, yeah? What's she going to do? Support you?
We've been together for 4 years.
Yeah, and you, 4 years, you've not achieved anything, mate.
What have you achieved?
I've achieved everything in my life.
And you look something
everything happened. Yeah, I've got a beautiful daughter. I'm not going to have waste
I'm
her
trying
life.
To marry.
Mom, let me put a
on. Does Mum have a point?
There's no wrong with that.
Who let you in?
Dude, it
That's
is
wild.
It is so wild, especially when you watch the video. And what's even wilder, people had Mom's back in the comments.
What?
Are you
really?
Kidding?
Like, this is her like her Hail Mary, so you might as well tell everybody how you're feeling.
So so just reading some of the comments, right? Well, the one of the top comments has 76,000 likes, and they say, "May karma reward that mother."
What?
So the comments are kind of split, right? And then somebody else says she has a point, but she should have had a private conversation with her daughter and discuss her concerns and offer advice.
I can see that.
Then somebody said, Mom is right. Don't let love blind you. Down the road, you'll say, I should have listened to Mom. Love alone is insufficient. Who's going to pay the bills and put food on the table?
Yeah, I don't disagree with all that, but the timing of it.
That was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, she must have known before going into this that Mom's wasn't down, right?
Mom is 100% right. Mom was completely right. For once, I agree with the mother.
Wow. Yeah. You have to pray for people.
The video is just so cringe, and that poor dude is just like, I just wanted to propose to my girlfriend, and he tries to get the ring back out of the mom's hand. She won't give it up, man.
He's like, I need that money. That was a lot.
Right. Did my man say at the end, let me put a baby in her?
Yes, he did.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Ew.
I heard.
Yeah. Ew, that
he didn't
alone.
Help himself with that.
Yeah. All right. So now I found a BuzzFeed list, okay? And it's the 18 marriage proposals that didn't go according to plan. And some of the best ones. Oh, bless. Like, I don't know if you take this as a sign. Like, if this happens, hear what happened to this couple and you tell me if this is a sign from the universe that you are not supposed to be with this person. My ex proposed as he was getting arrested. He had taken me to a spot where he was planning to propose. The spot was on a private property. I did not know. A cop came by and said he needed to run our names to check for warrants because, you know, they're on private property. Unfortunately, my ex had a warrant. And when they were putting him in cuffs, they pulled the ring out of his pocket and asked him what he was doing with it. He said, I was about to propose to my girlfriend. They let him propose in handcuffs. Then they hauled him off to jail, leaving me alone on this private property with no way to get back to where I was staying. Got picked up by his stepdad, then went to bail him out of jail. Not my finest moment.
That's the universe looking out for you, because even if you don't break up, at least you know.
I would take that as a sign.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next, my husband proposed to me in the ER. We went out for dinner, and he planned to propose before dessert. He ordered pasta with portobello mushrooms in it, which he had never had before, and turned out he was extremely allergic.
Oh, no.
He went into anaphylactic shock.
Oh, damn.
The waiter called 911. We had to go to the hospital where he got a dose of epinephrine. While he was being held for observation, I was standing next to the bed, filling out paperwork. He just looked at me and asked, will you marry me? I was completely shocked. And once I knew it wasn't a reaction to the drugs, I said yes.
Yeah, these are signs, man. These are signs that just shouldn't happen.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you probably should just, I'm going to pass on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? The Bird Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.